Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
It is Tuesday and time for book lists from our independent bookseller of the week. And how could we not have Susanna Hermans here of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck to join us and not only present a book list, but to celebrate their great honor of winning an award from writer James Patterson that was announced over the weekend. And I never thought I would have so many good things to say about James Patterson.
Right? He's amazing. We've just been blown away. We got a grant to help us repair our roof on our Millerton store, which it's an old building, two stories plus an attic on a steep hill. Scaffolding alone is quite an expense. So we're really, really thrilled.
You know, what's cool about this is what he said. I'll give, here's $1 million, and I'll give the money to a bunch of different bookstores. We'll parse it out, and in our region, really around, quite a few bookstores got some got some cash, which is very, very nice to do those kind of projects. And so then, what, he showed up on Sunday? Is that it?
Yeah, he had stopped by our store in the fall and sort of been like, "Hey, why didn't you apply for my grant?" And we were like, "Tell us how to do it." And he sent us an email. We applied. We didn't hear much of anything. And then last week, we got a check in the mail. Right, that the day before, it sort of hit the news. And then he stopped by the store on Saturday. I wasn't there. I missed it. But he totally blew away my staff in Millerton. They were just totally smitten. He was there with his wife, and they took a bunch of photos, but he has the photos, so as soon as he shares them, I will
I was looking on Facebook. Yeah. I figured there would be photos with you guys.
Yep. And he's just thrilled. And ours was the first store he visited after he announced the grant, so we were just really honored that.
Well, I know, and he was out. I have a store that I love out in Cape Cod, in the Brewster Bookstore, and I guess he was out there this weekend, so he really made the rounds.
Yeah.
Helping out. So that's really cool.
It really is. I mean, what a good guy. You know, he walks the walk and talks the talk. He's for real, really delightful.
So now you get the roof done.
Yay. Yes. No more leaky roof. It's going to be great. For stores of our size, this kind of a grant really makes a difference. Otherwise we would have had to take out a loan, and it would have been a whole thing.
Right.
And now maybe we won't have to.
Right. So, now you can just rely on your rich author friends.
Yes.
Very good. Good for you. Yay. We have a wonderful list of books, and I heard that over the weekend. I was like, wow, that is just a great, great story all the way around. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Okay. So let's talk about the other books. If I were you, every book would be a James Patterson book.
Right. I should have, but James got a lot of good press this week, so we gotta spread the love around a little bit.
And also, he probably would have enough that he released just this week to fill the list.
Oh, at least.
So, yeah. But we start elsewhere.
So I was working on my list last night. I always do my list the day before I come on the show because what I'm into will change by the minute. So I called my dad, and for those of you who don't know my dad, he is the co-owner of the bookstore with me. He founded our store in 1975.
Fantastic guy.
And he is the coolest person.
Yes.
After Joe.
Your mom and dad are like the coolest parents.
They really are.
Yeah, you're very cool parents.
I'm so lucky. And I was telling him what I was going to talk about, and he's like, "You don't have any nonfiction on your list." And I was like, "You're right, I don't." So he picked the first two books for me. They're two of his top picks. They're both out in paperback just recently. One is William Dalrymple's Return of a King, The Battle for Afghanistan, 1839 to 1942. And this is a fabulous, sweeping history of sort of the first encounter with Afghanistan for the British troops. And what's amazing about it, beside the fact that it's totally brilliant, are that there are these amazing color art inside the book. It's paperback, but it has tons of pages of color art and maps, which if you're like me and you're reading a nonfiction book, you need a little bit of visualization to break up a little bit.
You want to see the...
And it's absolutely stunning. He highly recommends. And then the other that he loved is called Those Angry Days, Roosevelt, Lindbergh, and America's Fight Over World War II, 1939 to 1941, by Lynn Olson. So this book is basically 100 years exactly after Return of a King, which I thought was a nice correlation. And this is really... was. many publications chose this as one of their best books of the year last year. And it really looks at Roosevelt and Lindbergh and their adversity over what our involvement should have been in World War II.
Yeah.
Another just great, for the serious history readers, these are for you.
Those Angry Days by Lynn Olson, before that Return of a King by William Dalrymple.
And then I brought some books of short stories to talk about. Last year I sort of got hooked on reading short stories. I read Jess Walter's We Live in Water. He wrote Beautiful Ruins.
Yep.
I read that, his book of stories first, which led me to Beautiful Ruins, which were two of my favorite books last year. And then I read Karen Russell's Vampires in the Lemon Grove.
Also great.
Both of those are out in paperback now. So I've sort of been into stories. And one book that is out today is Laurie Moore's new collection called Bark. Laurie Moore is amazing. This is actually the first book of hers I've read, but most of your listeners are probably familiar with her work in some respect. A Gate at the Stairs was her last. It was a novel. Before that, Birds of America, I think, was in 1998. This is her first collection since then. And everyone who knows her work says that her stories are really where she finds her stride. I loved this collection. Her writing is stunning. And we do have autographed copies available at our stores, which is sort of a nice bonus. And it is out today.
Oh, cool.
So if you can stop by the bookstore this week, you'll definitely get a signed copy. The second one I wanted to talk about is April Wilder's This Is Not an Accident. This is a book I started reading sort of accidentally, so to speak. I had an e-galley on my iPad, and I was reading it and just randomly. And got so sucked into the first story that I had to finish the whole book. It is now out in hardcover, and it's sort of an author you've probably never heard of. She's known a little bit in literary circles, but still pretty under the radar. This is her first published book. If you like offbeat stories with weird characters, maybe like a literary fiction version of Carl Hiaasen, in short story form, I highly recommend this book. It's called This Is Not an Accident. Has a great cover, and I'm excited to see what she does next. I think this book is still very much under the radar. I hadn't even been planning to carry it in the store until I read it. So check it out.
This is Not an Accident by April Wilder.
And the third book of stories I brought is BJ Novak's One More Thing. BJ is known probably to a lot of listeners as Ryan from the TV show The Office.
Yeah.
He also wrote and produced much of that series. So he's responsible for a lot of the comedy and humor that we've all enjoyed over the years. I read this as a fan of his work on that show, and then I quickly became a fan of his writing. It is hilarious. The stories are very short overall. Also really strange and offbeat. If you like David Sedaris's fiction, you would very much like this collection of stories called One More Thing. And we also have autographed copies of that available at our stores.
Good you.
Bonus.
Awesome.
So those are my grown-up fiction picks. They all sort of ended up being stories. But I think maybe that's what we need to read right now.
Yeah.
You know? Get us through the end of February.
For sure.
With some little quick, beautiful, fun, weird
spits
things.
Spits and spurts.
Yeah.
And excellent. This is very addictive.
You could just stop talking right now and sit there and read that book.
BJ Novak.
Delightful.
Very, very cool. That's neat.
Yeah,
okay.
It's great. So then on the kids' side, I brought Timmy Failure, Now Look What You've Done by Stefan Pastis. This is the second in the series. It comes out today. If you have kids who like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, this is the next series to hand them. It's a little more offbeat, a little weirder. The humor is a little bit more like hipster funny than Wimpy Kid. I am a huge fan of both. I am the nerdy grown-up who takes home the Wimpy Kid book the night before it comes out and reads it.
Yeah.
That's kind of embarrassing to admit, but it's true. But I sort of feel like the Wimpy Kid books are sort of have kind of run their course. He's running out of jokes a little bit. So Timmy Failure is a nice breath of fresh air. Stefan Pastis is a fabulous cartoonist. He does the Pearls Before Swine comic strip, if you're familiar with that. And this character is a totally funny, oddball, weird little kid. And his best friend is a polar bear. So there you go.
I've had a slight bump in my personal and my professional relationship with Minnie the Magnificent, and that has resulted in a minor inconvenience, that being I'm standing in my Mr. Froggy underwear.
It happens.
I have warned my mother many times about buying me Mr. Froggy underwear, and now the day of reckoning has come.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's pretty great. And it's written in diary format, just like Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
So it's easily trickable to get your kid to read it. and then in young adult, I brought Roomies by Tara Altobrando and Sarah Zarr. This is a fabulous YA book about two girls who are going to be roommates in their freshman year of college, and they're writing each other emails back and forth during the summer before their freshman year. Both of the girls are extremely different. One is from sort of a really low-income background and has a scholarship and is really excited to go to college, but also is really struggling financially. And the other girl is just sort of dealing with friendship issues back home and boy problems, and just the way they write to each other is just beautiful. And the authors each wrote one character, so you know they sort of wrote it in correspondence with each other.
Okay.
Which is always a fun thing.
Yeah, it's kind of neat because you look at it on the face and say, really, it took two people to write this, but now you understand how that
so that it did.
Okay.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Cool.
And then I also, it's not on my list on the websites, but I had to.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus. It's a bonus pick.
Right.
I had to call out the fact that the Harriet the Spy 50th anniversary edition goes on sale today. It's a beautiful hardcover, and it has tributes throughout the book, at the end of the book, from contemporary children's book writers like Judy Blume and Rebecca Stead and Lois Lowry, Gregory Maguire, all talking about what Harriet the Spy means to them, which absolutely delights me to no end. This is definitely a book I'm going to be buying for myself and maybe for everyone. I don't know. It's pretty great.
I loved this book when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, she passed away in 1974. That was my next question for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Harriet the Spy. And there were others, right? She wrote other. Yeah, there they are.
Yeah, but Harriet the Spy was like the main one, the one that really stood out for people.
Harriet the Spy. Very cool.
Girl detectives, man. That's my jam. Just give me a girl detective and I'll just, I'm on it.
And if you're looking for a really great book to pick up and a really great mystery, James Patterson's Private L.A.
Yay,
is out. And
absolutely.
For God's sakes, get a copy of that. Did he sign books when he was in the store?
He did. I'm sure we have everything we have in stock in Millerton. Our Millerton store is signed. So
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. Either call us up and we can set stuff aside for you. We can mail it to you, whatever you want. If you want to buy a book from us, we'll find a way to sell it to you.
You were so good that way.
Yay.
That's very, very cool.
We also have a handful of really exciting events for kids coming up in our Rhinebeck store. This Sunday, we have the Story Crush Tour, which is a YA event. It's four authors from HarperCollins who all have fabulous romances. They'll be here Sunday at 4. The following Sunday, the 9th, we're having a story time with Jenny Awful, who has this beautiful picture book called Sparky, which is about a girl whose mom says, you can get a pet, but only if it can't live in the house, it doesn't have to be fed, and I don't have to walk it. So the kid brings home a sloth. that's Sunday, March 9th. And then the March 23rd, we're going to have our next League of Extraordinary Readers event, which is our middle grade series for kids 8 to 12. So if you don't get our emails, you can sign up on our website, oblongbooks.com, and we'll make sure you know about all the great things we're doing.
Oblongbooks.com, and you do wonderful things for all ages, and how you incorporate and have just wonderful things going on for all ages is fantastic. They're in Rhinebeck and Millerton, and go visit them. It's a wonderful store, and soon in Millerton, they'll have a new roof.
Yay.
You can see Susanna's list at our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. Susanna, you are the best. Thank you very much. Loved your parents, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.